guys looking forward to this one. Obviously, it's a break from the league and a massive game.
Yeah, like you said, the break from the league and a cup game, derby game. It's a big game, and all the boys are looking forward to it.
Yeah, in terms of the mood around the camp, going into the game, are you up for it?
Yeah, confident, excited. Do you know what I mean? Playing Dunfermline at home, expecting a big crowd. So everyone's excited and looking forward to it.
The manager's just been talking about, you know, the expectation that the guys all rise to the occasion, that they'll take sort of feed off the big crowd and the sort of the occasion that it's going to be.
Yeah, I think it always happens, you know, when you haven't been having the biggest of crowds, and when you do have a big crowd, you know, it gives a bit of difference to the game. Everyone knows like the rivalry, so like you said, I'm sure everyone built for it.
Is it about keeping the heads and focusing on the game rather than focusing on the crowd, the atmosphere, the occasion?
Yeah, we just got to go on there and concentrate on our game, what we've been working on in training, and taking it into the game.
Is there a favourite going into the game? Because neither side would probably be happy with where they're sitting in the league right now.
And look, it's a derby, anything can happen really. So, you know, like I said, it's a derby. I wouldn't say who's favourite, it's just to go out and enjoy the game.
What was your memories of the Fife derby when you were on the other side?
Yeah, there's a bit spicy in that. Fans are both giving it to each other. I think a decent record of Dunfermline in my time there, here and at home. But hopefully it's the other way around this time.
You would have played in Fife derbies at Kenmeath as well, did you?
Yeah, would have played in 2 years there. So I've been in a few different teams. So this is a new side of it, yeah.
I was going to say that probably the overriding memory that Dunfermline fans will have of yourself in the against Raith Rovers is when you shielded off against, was it three players in the corner flag? So is that something that you just looking to try and show Dunfermline fans what you're all about again on Saturday?
Oh yeah, if we're 1-0 up with 2 minutes to go, I'll be in the corner again.
How is it when you play against like a former team as well? Does it add a wee bit extra for yourself personally?
No, I treat every game the same. You know, obviously I've still got a few friends there. I was only there like last year, so. But like I said, I just treat every game the same.
Yeah, there's been a few changes along there as well. What are you expecting from Dunfermline?
Yeah, there's been a few changes with the manager and that. So you know, expecting, obviously trying to impress the new manager, because obviously he's only had the one game and he's had a 4 week with them now, so you know, there's a positive atmosphere there now, so you know, they'll be up for it as well, you know, just as much as us.
Yeah.
What could a cup run do for a club like Raith Rovers?
You know, yeah, it'd be good to have a cup run to help the club out in that, but we've still got things to deal with in the league, but it's always nice to have a cup run.
So it's a priority of the league, but the cup game obviously takes precedent this weekend.
Obviously the priority of the league, but you know, when it's a derby game, I think that takes the full focus now.
So, in terms of the league, there's a lot of pressure on the guys in terms of trying to chase down our growth. Is this kind of nice to have a wee bit of a relief from that?
Just a bit of a break from the league. And like I said, with it being a derby as well, it gives you more concentration on that this weekend.
Well, we're just hearing there that the ticket sales for the home end have hit 2,500, and obviously there's still a couple of days to go before the game, so that number will be expected to rise. It must be a big boost when you see so many numbers coming out. It shows that there's still interest in the local area.
Oh yeah, like I said, obviously they haven't had it in the league this season. Well, 2 seasons now, is it? Was it in the league last year?
Not last year.
So it's been 2 years, so it's been the first time in a while, so I'm sure the fans will want to come out for it, yeah.